On Monday, the East Devonport Football Club announced that it wouldn't be fielding seniors, reserves and under-18 teams in this year's NWFL competition. It's a very sad thing. It wasn't unexpected. It's been coming for a while, perhaps, but the former president of the East Devonport Footy Club, still a board member, is Justin Delanty. Good morning, Justin.
G'day, Martin. How are you?
Good. Now, we normally chat on a Tuesday afternoon during Across the Coast and about finance, which is what you do for a job, and we often talk off-air. And I got the feeling with our little chats after on Tuesdays that you were still fairly confident right up until last week.
Yeah, we were. It's a gut-wrenching decision, but unfortunately a decision that had to be made. I mean, I really feel for Grant Williams, our senior coach, who's, you know, was only appointed in November, and he's done everything he possibly can to, you know, try and rejig our list of players. And I also feel for the players that stuck by and supported the footy club. You know, it's devastating for them as well. It's devastating for your life members. But what I can stress is that, you know, the East Devonport Football Club hasn't folded. We're still very much alive. Our junior numbers are pretty strong. I mean, we had 50-odd kids there the other night. And, you know, we're just going to focus on that, looking after kids. And as I said to somebody the other day, it's going to be different. But, you know, the football club's still there. It's probably just a sad reflection of where things are at with footy or AFL on the coast, I think.
It looks that way. And the plan at this stage is to hopefully come back in 2022. It's very hard once you do sort of go into recess or semi-recess to bring that back. But that's what you're working to, basically, from, you know, the minute the announcement was made, it's heads down and bums up, and let's get back in 2022.
Yeah, look, we're going to concentrate on our juniors. Obviously, it's our first focus at the moment. But no, the dust settle for a couple of weeks, and we'll catch up at a board meeting and put together a blueprint to see whether we can get back up in 2022. As you said, Martin, it's going to be extremely difficult to do that. There's not too many clubs that can come back from recess, but I've had a lot of positive feedback from a few players that have left who are playing elsewhere and doing other things. That if East has a side again next year, they're going to come back. So
that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, look, would have been happy. Would have been a lot better this year, Martin.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, the announcement was made on the club's Facebook page on Monday, and within, you know, an hour or two, there were 127 comments on there. And the comments are nice, but you really needed the support before Monday, didn't you?
Yeah, and look, we had to make the call. It's a lot of people don't quite understand. You know, if we were to get up, we were going to struggle at an under-18 level, and we would have had to get support from the NWFL board and all our counterparts and other clubs to confirm that we could just run with a reserves and a senior side for this year. And the problem that we have, and those our numbers around under-18s have been well documented. We've been working really hard on a junior program, but unfortunately they're a couple of years away from being at an under-18 level. The issue for that is that clubs have to pay a levy every week for their home game, and if we were in a position that we forfeited, that's not fair on other clubs, because they would then struggle to get numbers through the gate, which, you know, you're not only affecting your own club, but you're affecting other clubs, and that's not fair, and it's not a good look for the NWFL. So our numbers were short. We wanted 55. We had in the 40-odd numbers of players that put their hand up, but We went through them at a board level, and players that we could count on every week, there wasn't quite enough to get us off the ground, which was, as I said, it was devastating. But, you know, the unfortunate part about that is as a board, sometimes you have to make tough decisions. And we've done that. We're just hopeful that we can turn it around. But, you know, I look at other clubs around the state. You know, Sandy Bay, for example. Sandy Bay Footy Club hasn't played senior footy for well over 30 years, but very, very successful junior club in its own right. Up north, you've got East Launceston, same thing. Really, really successful junior club.
And Prospect do the same thing too, don't they?
Yeah, Prospect do the same thing. So who knows, Martin, where this ends up? Where the main focus for us is that the East Devonport Football Club is still alive. We've got a lot of infrastructure projects over there. There's going to be a lot of things that we're going to do with the juniors during the course of the year. And we'll just concentrate on that, put our blueprint together and see whether we can re-enter the senior competition next year.
As much as you didn't want to make the decision, the NWFL didn't want you to pull it either as well. How supportive have they been? I know they've indicated that they will do whatever they can to get you back into the competition next year, but what can they do?
Yeah, well, look, they were supportive. We, you know, our player shortage numbers were well documented. We had an emergency meeting in November, so we've been in constant dialogue with the NWFL since then. You know, they were very supportive of perhaps, you know, only having two teams, a reserves and a senior side, go into the competition. So, you know, they've done everything they possibly can, bar getting out in the street and trying to drag players in. It's just, it is unfortunate. It's something that we didn't want to happen, but yeah, look, it's a reflection of the times, unfortunately.
It is.
I think somebody said on our page, if you stood on the Victoria Bridge and travelled 15 minutes in either direction, you could come across the Latrobe Football Club, the Devonport Football Club, the Wesley Vale Football Club, the Sprayton Football Club, the Turners Beach Football Club, the Ulverston Football Club, East Ulverston, West Ulverston, all within 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's, and if participation numbers between 20 and 30 years of age is down, it's got to have an impact.
It does indeed. Now, I understand that players that have signed on for the Swans this year will be they'll be given a permit to play somewhere else, but at the end of the season they're back under East Devonport's wing?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, it's up to us to keep in constant contact with them. You know, they're disappointed. They don't want to go anywhere else, otherwise they wouldn't have been training with East Devonport.
So,
we'll just keep in contact and hopefully... if the indications are, we may be able to get back up.
Okay, now, what happens to your under-16s this year? Kids that are turning 16 and 17, they would normally go on and play under-18s. I guess the hope is that you've got a side for them to play in next year.
Yeah, definitely. At this stage, with our junior program, Martin, we don't have under-16s either, and that's part of the problem, getting into under-18s.
But right. There's a big gap there, isn't there?
So we've got under-12s, under-14s, junior girls, and, you know, really strong numbers in under-14s. I think they had 27, 28 there the other day. So they're a couple of years away. But the league has also indicated that, you know, if in fact we're in that position, that the very understanding of bringing in an under-18 team standalone, if that was the case.
Okay. All right. There's something to look forward to, and East Devonport's not dead and buried. There's still a lot of life in the club, which is good to see, and let's hope that things improve next year. Justin, thanks for talking to me this morning. I know how difficult it's been for you over the last couple of months, but I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. You know, look, to all our supporters, thanks for the messages of support and things for the footy club as well. It is gut-wrenching. It's not an easy decision, but, you know, hopefully we'll bounce back.
Good on you, Justin. Thanks for your time.